The seminar for bishops was very important because about 70 Brazilian bishops and two cardinals were present discussing, analyzing, meditating about the mission of the church in the field of communication and considering the new perspectives of the digital culture. For sure, in Brazil, new technologies are operating quite well. And so we thought, and this was an initiative taken by the Pontifical Council for Social Communication and the Episcopal Conference of Brazil. And I thought that was good indeed. During 4 days, it was good to see bishops analyzing and trying to understand the new challenges provoked by new technologies in the actual society in Brazil. And they were meditating about the fundamental mission of the church in evangelization, but considering the opportunities given by new technologies and the problematics originating by new technologies. And I thought that this was really very good. There were more moments of working groups and also having the possibility to talk with experts in the field of communication. Also for the bishops, there was a special panel of the 4 principal channels of television. They are really doing a wonderful job in Brazil. But this is just only a moment, an aspect of communications. Consider, for example, that in Brazil are operating more than 200 Catholic radios. And this is understandable because considering the large dimensions of the diocese, a bishop without the contribution of the radio, really they cannot do the same job in evangelization and human promotion. And so I think that this is important. I would say also that this is the first seminar for bishops that we are promoting in communion with an Episcopal conference. My wish is to do the same with other Episcopal conferences. Because I think that today, new technologies, but communication is presenting to the church a special challenge. And as you can imagine, the problem is not just to have technologies. The problem is to understand and to realize that you need to learn a new language, a language that women and men today can understand. And certainly new technologies are contributing with a new language. But at the same time, we need what I am accustomed to say, an anthropological language, because we must understand also what the human being today has in its heart. And so this is really a moment of a deeper reflection for the church. The second moment of our presence, of my presence in Brazil, was the Mutirao of the Comunicação. What is this? This is just a meeting of people involved in communication in all Brazil. We were having around 1,000 people working in the field of communication in the different regions. And they were talking about diversity and mobility. Why? Because certainly Brazil is marked by Christianism in his history and in his life. But for sure also, Brazil is discovering that other cultures are present. We can say that is a pluricultural presence in Brazil. And so I think that the church, in its fundamental mission of evangelization, has to meditate to evaluate what is our mission today in this field of communication, considering the pluricultural dimension of the society. And so, according also to the teachings of Pope Benedict, the Church certainly has to announce the truth, Jesus, but in a respectful dialogue with the truths of others. And certainly this is a special dimension, a special attitude that we have to learn. It's not so simple. Because we understand more and more that our mission today in the Church is a clear, authentic presentation of the gospel message, but at the same time in an attitude of service and trying to play a real pastoral ministry in the great field of communication. And so all these points were considered by the people attending the meeting. And I was present the first 2 days, and I was really deeply impressed by the desire, I would say also the human enthusiasm to be involved, to participate, to cooperate to the mission of the Church in evangelization through new medias and new technologies.
As you said, Brazil is a very Catholic country with a strong history of the Church, and yet today it's finding itself increasingly challenged by the new Pentecostal evangelical churches. How is this affecting the work there, particularly in this field of communication?
The bishops and the people involved in communication, but also in the life of the Church, they are quite sure about the problematic effects of the presence of sects, evangelical sects, in Brazil. All Latin America is facing such a problem, and also other countries. I was also, during my last visit in Africa, the African bishops were mentioning the same problem. I think that today the Church has not to counteract or to fight against. I think that we must be involved in a positive, concrete announcement of the gospel. People, little by little, will discover where the truth is. For us, I think that our main challenge is to announce the gospel today, to take advantage of the new opportunities given by technologies, but certainly we need to have a real, authentic Catholic community giving witness to the gospel.
Brazil has always been a country divided between a very wealthy elite and the majority of very poor people, particularly in some areas. Doesn't these new technologies risk increasing, if you like, this digital divide?
It is true, and the bishops are perceiving, during the seminar with bishops, we were mentioning such problems. You can imagine some areas, consider for example Amazonia. Some bishops present from Amazonia were mentioning with a certain strength the problematics arising from these questions, these problems. And notwithstanding such problematics, the bishops would like to have and to play the opportunities given by new technologies. Also because they discover that in their evangelizing activity, they must take advantage of the opportunities given by new technologies. But certainly problems are there. And the bishops are quite, I would say, conscious of such problematics. And they are trying to face how to give, not, I don't say solutions, but to offer the gospel message to these people. And certainly, I was listening at the bishops talking, analyzing such problems, and also manifesting, I would say, their anxiety and difficulties. The Pontifical Council is trying to stay at their side to help them. Consider, for example, one bishop was saying that he's using Skype to talk with these priests scattered around tremendously large territories. And the bishop was telling us, to all of you, he was sharing his experiences. Without Skype, he was telling us, I cannot talk with my priest. And so every evening I am spending some hours at the PC just to talk with my own priests, because they feel alone, because just to meet another priest, they need one day of trip, you see. So really, and now, for example, with the Salem and the Pontifical Council is trying to create an episcopal net in order to have that the bishops can utilize a new net created for them in order to talk among themselves, to have correspondence. Certainly, new technologies can give such opportunities to the bishops to develop, to exert their pastoral ministry.